He was in America trying to get a white visa, whatever it's called, to get the communist countries and go to Uman. So Shmuel is screaming to him. He's not there. He's in America. He's talking as if he's talking to him. And he's saying, Shmuel, you're in Williamsburg. You're in Borough Park. Wherever you go, you have to announce that there's a Rebbe in the world. There's Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. And there's a Holy Tzion. That Breslev and Chassidim have a Tzion. Never should go to the Tzion. And even regular, normal people here in Eretz, they're willing to go to Chutz Laaretz, to be in the great darkness just in order to get to the fixing of the Tzion. You must, Rabbeinu sent you to America just for that. What, did you go to Uma? No, not yet. Why not? Because they want you from Shammai to go and advertise that there's Rabbeinu in the world, to go and announce. Rabbeinu wants it for you, Rav Shmuel. He wants you to come to be my Tzion? Yeah, of course, yes. But let's see if you really want, you really hold of me. Let's see if you're announced. Rabbi Yitzchak is telling Rav Shmuel now. No, we want to announce this. Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan was big. Likut Halachas. Rabbi Natan, also after Rabbeinu died, he thought maybe I'll just sit in the shul and just serve Hashem my whole life. But it's not what he did. So Shmuel immediately attacks back and he said, because he once, Rav Shmuel Shaftira never spoke. Only a fool would be screaming Rabbeinu. The whole year was silent. He didn't speak at all. They asked him to speak even amongst friends. Nothing and nothing. He didn't speak Torah, nothing. One-on-one he used to speak, but not more than that. One-on-two, not more than that. Yeah? And Rabbi Levitz, like, used to always talk. And that was a big argument between them. So Shmuel immediately says back, but there's a Shmuel Shapira in the world. He's talking about himself. My brother, there's a Shmuel Shapira. You forgot there's a Shmuel Shapira in the world. I can't talk. Shapira can't talk. So Shmuel is saying, great fire, he's saying, Rabbeinu is the most wondrous wonder that Hashem has in the world. From all the wondrous things that Hashem created in the world, Hashem created wonderful things in the world, all kinds of wondrous things. But the greatest wonder is the Rebbe. And then Shmuel burst out crying for a long time. It's all in a recording. And then he realized that they're recording him. Oh, you want me to talk into that? He's drunk, yeah? Give me, I'll talk into that. Okay, soon we're all going to be dead. We're all going to be yellow. We're going to die in this world. We're going to be dead. There's no doubt about it. We're going to be dead and we're going to look yellow. So what? If you know Rabbeinu, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth for him in this world and the next world. Strengthen yourself, brothers. Strengthen yourself. Rabbi Natan, the holy Rabbi Natan, said that's the fixing of the world. He's the fixing of the world. Our best friend is Rabbi Natan of Breslau. Call it to.
Tomorrow there's no shiur.